Conscious Embodiment with Wendy Palmer, a practice for patients and their community. Healthcare events are a part of life. These events may be happy anticipated events, such as the arrival of a child or the repair of a painful hernia. The events may be more a promotion of lifestyle, such as a hysterectomy or a knee replacement. The events may be more tragic, such as a heart attack, a stroke, or cancer. All of these events create an emotional impact. Even the good events mark a change from what is familiar to a new way of feeling and thinking about who we are. I would like to invite you to explore some techniques and practices that can help you regain your confidence, dignity, and composure in the midst of challenging healthcare events. We will use principles from Aikido, a Japanese martial art, and mindfulness, the practice of being aware of and paying attention to the moment in which we find ourselves. These disciplines are brought together in a body of work I call Conscious Embodiment. The practices and techniques cultivate the ability to be centered, calm, and focused in the midst of life's major challenges. Conscious Embodiment offers simple yet deep techniques that help you realize how your mind and body habitually react to pressure and to access more skillful and graceful responses. In this approach, the healthcare event can be viewed as the attacker, which can be faced squarely and skillfully. You will discover techniques to manage fear and frustration with grace and dignity using the concentrations of conscious embodiment. Let's begin with posture. The design of the human body is primarily vertical. When we sit, stand, or lie down with a straight, extended spine, we allow more room for blood and oxygen to circulate through our body. This increased circulation allows the body to clean the toxins, which aids in the healing process. Take a moment to straighten your posture. Sit or stand in a way that is dignified, upright, and open. The following breathing technique can increase the body's ability to heal itself. Let's focus on the breath. In this breathing exercise, we'll think of the breath as moving up and down through the body rather than in and out through the mouth. Use your exhale to ground and stabilize and the inhale to straighten and open. The healing breath starts with an inhale. Notice the lifting and expanding of your chest. Now exhale slowly. Feel or imagine the breath flowing down through your body, forming a root in the earth. As you inhale, imagine the breath starts from the earth and flows up through your body and out the top of your head. Exhale again. This time make the exhale even longer by breathing out a little at a time. You can imagine the breath as a spiral, flowing down through your body, releasing tension and toxins into the earth. As you inhale, imagine you're drawing the healing energy up from the earth into your body. Sense your body becoming lighter, softer, and more open on each inhale, and stronger, more grounded, and confident on each exhale. Let's do it again. Inhale, lighten up through the chest and neck and out the top of the head. Exhale down, allowing the muscles to soften and relax around your jaw, shoulders, and spine. Repeated cycles of the breath practice are great to use in times of fear, tension, pain, or depression. Recovery is not always linear, and cycles of pain and tension can be a normal part of the healing process. The spiral of the breath will aid in flushing toxins from the body. This breath also calms and rebalances the body, lowering the stress level so it can heal more quickly and easily. If your health does not allow you to sit or stand, the exercise can be done lying down with a straight back and knees bent. Again, practice release of the long exhale and the softening on the inhale. Balancing your energy for healing. We all tend to be a little unbalanced, favoring a certain hand or foot. Often we favor a certain part of our body over another. Illness may create further favoritism, unbalancing your system and creating an unhealthy compensation. To increase your body's capacity for healing, it will be helpful to center and balance your energy. If you had a heat-sensitive instrument, you could measure the heat emanating from your body for a distance of at least 12 to 24 inches, maybe even more. The heat would be equal at your back and front and your left and right side. Now imagine that the heat is a particular color, like red or blue, or a texture, fuzzy or soft. Ask yourself, what would it be like if the energy at my back and front were more equal and even? Take a moment and feel for that balance. What if the energy at my left side was more equal to my right side? And feel for that balance. Notice that you're more centered as well as balanced in your body energy. Let's put the techniques together. Straighten your posture. Inhale the breath from the earth and feel it flow up through your body out the top of your head. Exhale and allow a long exhale, spiraling down through your body into the earth, releasing toxins and tension. As you inhale, imagine you are drawing healing energy up from the earth into your body. Sense your body becoming lighter and softer and more open with each inhale. Sense it becoming stronger, more grounded, and confident on each exhale. Take a few breaths. Inhale, lightening, opening. Exhale, softening, strengthening, grounding. Now shift your attention to the energy around your body. What if the back was more equal and even to the front? What if the left was more equal and even to the right? And above was more equal and even to below? Allow the muscles to soften and relax around your jaw and shoulders. You're more centered and balanced in your energy. You can choose a goal to move you forward in your healing process. It could be a healthy birth, a positive attitude toward your new scar, or a sense of dignity in learning to live with a new disability or a new disease process. We all have beliefs and habits that hold us back. We may be delighted about a knee replacement, but not committed to the rehabilitation process. We may be delighted about a new baby, but unsettled about being a single parent. We can use the spiral breathing to calm and settle ourselves. Spend some time using it to dispel any negative energy about your recovery. The strength to heal is within you. The spiral breathing and energy balancing can help you recover your inner healing power. Energy management during illness. We all have a survival instinct that activates when our well-being is in danger. This can be present as tension and withdrawal, or aggression and overreaction. Our breath can become weak and shallow. Muscles can become tense and contracted. We shut down the flow of energy, closing off access to the nurturing qualities of healing breath and our centered, balanced energy. This tension can be experienced with a piece of fruit. If I have a coconut in my hand and I clench it tightly, it just feels like a hard, lifeless, solid object. When I loosen my tension, cradling the same piece of fruit, I can feel the ridges, the folds, the hairiness, and the textures of the coconut shell. In the same way, stress creates tension and tightening of muscles, which reduce the flow of blood and oxygen. This causes toxins to build up and makes it more difficult for the body to access the healing energy that comes from free-flowing blood and oxygen. The spiral breathing and balancing soften the tension, giving your body a chance to feel and notice little details of breath and sensation. These details clue you into the messages of healing and increase awareness of your body, which will help you work with your healing challenges. Sometimes there are many challenges in the path to recovery. This technique is always available. The trick is to remember. Spiral breathing can be used many times an hour if you need it. You can use it to address fear by shifting from the fear thoughts to concentration on the breath. You can use it when you are in pain. You can breathe through the pain with a long exhale and balance your energy to give the pain more room so your body can relax and open, softening around the pain. Here are some simple exercises to awaken parts of the body that are tense during any stressful situation. I invite you to participate. Again, remembering your goal in the healing process, to breathe, to lighten, to rebalance, and recover your health. The first exercise is to rub your hands together like you were starting a campfire for about 15 seconds. Stop and notice the heat in your hands. Sense how it generates aliveness in the palms. Notice the warmth and strength in your arms. Now stroke your hands down from your heart to your tummy. Notice how calming and settling the feeling is. This can be done standing or lying. It gives you another tool for relaxing in times of stress. Now pat your tummy, hips, and sides, waking them up, bringing energy to an area we often ignore. Notice the feeling of energy, the aliveness. Feel the strength that is lying deep inside, waiting to assist your healing. If possible, stand with your left foot forward or sit in a chair where you can shift front to back like a rocking chair. Now gently start shifting your weight from the front to the back and again to the front. As you are shifting, take a long breath, exhale, spiraling down, rooting in the earth. Sense the strength of your core. Feel how your body energy organizes and notice it relearning to find your balance. Pay attention to the sensation shifting from front to back or from left to right. Let the movements become smaller and smaller until you come to rest in balance. If you're standing, switch feet with the right foot forward. Gently start shifting your weight from the front to the back and then the front again. As you are shifting, take a long breath. Let the exhale spiral down, rooting into the earth. Sense the strength of your core. Feel how your body energy organizes. Notice your body relearning how to find perfect balance. Pay attention to the sensation shifting from front to back, or if you're sitting from left to right. Let the movements become smaller and smaller until you come to rest in balance. Remember your goal of healing. Next, find a stable position, feet parallel and about 2 feet apart. Begin by putting your hands on your hip bones and push one hip forward and then the other. Be sure the movement is originating in your hips, not your shoulders. Drop your hands and continue twisting at the hips. Let your arms flow as they will. Pretend your belly button has a light and you are a lighthouse, turning left to right, right to left. Now stop and notice the aliveness and the healing energy radiating from your body. These techniques are simple and available. I use them many times a day in my own life. They are great even for some of the happiest times, such as learning the ways of being a new mother, managing the fears of diapers, nighttime feedings, and colicky crying. These tools help me in times of pressure, both bad and good. I hope they will allow you some techniques to look at your healing with some tools of balance and gracefulness. The following is another practice you can use for calming and healing yourself. It can be used for resting and for relaxing and allowing yourself to access the natural healing power that is within you. This is the spiral breath meditation. Now bring your attention to the bottom of your feet. Visualize your ankles and imagine as you inhale, the breath spirals, swirls through your ankles, cleaning and purifying. As you exhale, the breath flows down through your ankles, strengthening and healing. Each breath on the inhale cleans and purifies. On the exhale, strengthens and heals the ankles and the feet. Now move to your knees. Visualize your knees, the muscles, ligaments, and tendons. On the inhale, imagine your breath flows up, swirling, cleaning, and purifying the knees. On the exhale, the breath swirls down through the joints of your knees, strengthening and healing. On each breath, the inhale is cleaning and purifying as it flows through. The exhale is strengthening and healing as it flows down. Now bring your attention to the floor of your pelvis. Inhale, imagine the breath swirling up, cleaning and purifying all the organs in the floor of your pelvis. On the exhale, the breath flows down, strengthening and healing. Inhale cleans and purifies like water bubbling up through. Exhale, strengthening and healing. Now bring your attention to your abdomen, your digestive tract. Visualize the breath on the inhale, cleaning and purifying your abdomen, your digestive tract. On the exhale, as it flows down, it strengthens and heals. Visualize the breath like light or water flowing through. Inhale, cleaning and purifying. Exhale, strengthening and healing. Now move to your solar plexus, your liver, kidneys, pancreas, these vital organs. On the inhale, the breath flows up, cleaning and purifying. On the exhale, it flows down through, strengthening and healing these vital organs. Each breath, inhale, cleaning, purifying. Exhale, strengthening and healing. Now move to your chest, your lungs and heart. Visualize your breath on the inhale flowing up, cleaning and purifying your lungs and heart. On the exhale, it flows down, strengthening and healing. Inhale, cleaning, purifying. Exhale, strengthening and healing. Now moving your attention to your neck and throat. Visualize your breath. On the inhale, it flows up, cleaning and purifying your neck, throat. On the exhale, it flows down, strengthening and healing. Inhale. Cleaning, purifying. Exhale, strengthening and healing. Now bring your attention to your mind, your head, the place behind your eyes. Visualize as you inhale, your breath flows up through your mind, cleaning and purifying your brain. As you exhale, it flows down, strengthening and healing. On the inhale, the breath flows up, softening, relaxing the muscles behind your eyes. On the exhale, it flows down, strengthening, healing your mind, your brain. Now visualize the breath flows all the way up through your body, from your feet up to the top of your head, cleaning and purifying. From above, the exhale enters the top of your head and flows down through your whole body, strengthening and healing. Visualize light flowing up through your body, out the top of your head, on the inhale, and down through your body into the earth on the exhale. Now, as you breathe normally, sense a double helix of energy flowing up and down through your body, bringing light, strength, healing, and clarity. Relax your attention and enjoy the sense of presence in your body. Let yourself rest in it. Allow yourself to be supported. Let yourself rest.